It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
I'm the author of the book, Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. And this is a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship. And I wrote it specifically to address the fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger. And 66 out of 100 people age 65 earn less than $30,000 in retirement. All right? So we understand what the intent is. Right. Now, if we were just to stop talking about the details of the products, and I just simply asked you, if you had a concern about your future, your financial future, and if the job in which you're working in, if you're working that job with an expectation to eventually getting to a point of retirement, by a show of hands, how many of you want to eventually retire if that was your plan? Okay, so now that I've already told you that 77 million baby boomers like you also had that same idea. And then by the time they got to the age 65, they discovered that they were earning and had to live on less than $30,000 annually. Would that be the American dream that you had hoped for?
No.
You see, so that right there is the cusp of why I say we're sitting in a phenomenal, phenomenal position as a body, as a team. Because from my heart, authentically, I'm able to give you that real foundational anchored belief of why each one of you need to do something. And you've got all these different options out here. But we've also seen people that have told the story that those options that they've chosen in the past didn't fulfill the promise. Isn't that true? Okay. And so what I do is I take people through seven questions in 7 minutes to reveal what I call a seven-figure cash flow danger that no one is talking about. Now, before I take you through those seven questions, let me give you a little bit about my background so we at least have a frame of reference to understand why this here book, coupled with our vehicle, is a blessing to everyone. Every household needs to have that combination. You see, at 19, I walked the perimeter during Desert Storm. I went into the military when my basketball scholarship fell through. I turned down my academic scholarships because all I wanted to do was play college basketball. And as soon as I got to my unit, I immediately enrolled in college courses, continued to play sports, and as a result of that, one of my professors, her husband was a West Pointer, she knew my company commander, and they approached me about the idea of going to West Point. And so Desert Storm came up, went over to Desert Storm, came back, but during that time at 19, I walked the perimeter and I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'll never waste a day of my life. Got back, got the opportunity to go to the academy, went on to the academy, did well. I was a 3rd Regimental Commander. There's a brigade of 4,000 cadets, 1,000 per regiment. I was one of the regimental commanders. Degreed in engineering and sociology. The week that I graduated from West Point, I got introduced to the world of personal growth and development and entrepreneurship via network marketing. I walked into a room full of happy people. You ever seen the movie Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah.
You know, Will saw the guy come up in a red sports car and he says, "Woo! I've got two questions for you. What do you do, and how do you do it?" See, that right there is a $1 million phrase that I want everybody to start asking each one of us in this room. I want people to see us and be able to say, "What do, and how do you do it?" Well, the guy said, "I'm a stockbroker," and Will immediately in his head came out of his mouth said, "Oh, I guess you got to go to college for that." Now, see, the problem is most people never actually tell a person that, and they stop themselves because they think, oh, I can't do that. And they already say no without even asking how to do it, right?
Yes.
And so the guy says, no, you just got to be good with people and good with numbers. And that right there was life-changing for me. So I walked into this room full of happy people, and for the first time in my life, not being wowed by the financial opportunity. That wasn't my draw. What for me was, I never knew about picking up books and going to seminars and being around successful people. Like this room here. You got like-minded people that are seeing something, that want something more out of life. That's just in and of itself is value right there. Wouldn't you agree?
Sure. Yeah.
And so with that framework and that baseline, I took that experience. And when I speak around the world, I tell people, take away my West Point degree, which is in engineering and sociology. Take away my MBA from George Washington University. Financial planning from Georgetown University. When I learned to pick up books and go to seminars and be around successful people, that's what laid the foundation for me to make my first million by 32 via real estate. But my foundation was this environment. But I've never gone all in because I saw the flaws in the different companies. So I've been an advocate for the industry, but I've never been drawn in because of the opportunity. So that's the baseline framework. Former CFO of a company that was 155, one of the 500 fastest growing companies, yada, yada, yada. Not to impress you, but to impress upon you that I'm with you guys. I'm locked arms with you as a resource so that you can know right now that you're doing something that makes sense. So seven questions. Just write down the answer. Number one, write down your age. Whatever the answer is, your age. Number two, write down the age in which you would want to retire. The age in which you would want to retire, whatever that may mean to you. Number three, the difference between those two numbers. That number right there. Calculate the difference between the two. So if you want to think about it, if you're trying to plan a trip, and we're in Florida right now, and you want to go to New York, that first number, Florida, is your current age, your starting point. The second number, New York, is your future, your retirement age. The difference between those two numbers is the distance in which you're trying to travel. How long do you have to get there, right? Mm-hmm. Number four, your current asset value, your starting point. How much do you have, your net worth? See, those are language of business. That's financial language. See, one of the things you're gonna get as a being a part of this Enhancing Lives group is that you're gonna learn how to really understand money. You're gonna understand the language, okay? So that's what your net worth is. What's that starting point? How much is in your 401k plan today? What's your nest egg? Number five, the monthly amount for your retirement. How much do you need per month? Some of you said maybe an extra 500. Some of you may have said 1,000, 500. I already said that 66 out of 100 people age 65 earn less than $30,000 a year. That's $2,500 a month. Can you really live off $2,500 a month? If you have an option to getting to something, do you want to live off $2,500 a month in retirement? Probably not. Number six, what's the absolute best rate of return that you personally know how to get? The absolute best rate of return. Now, if you don't understand that language, don't worry about it. That just is an area to help you to learn more. But CDs, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, real estate, what do you know how to get? Not some financial advisor telling you a number, but really, how do you know? Because see, they don't tell you that, they don't control the market. Okay, number seven, now we're gonna calculate your number, and on your own sheet of paper, you'll see where you're at. So you're gonna take number five, multiply that by 12 for your annual amount. So if you wrote down $5,000 a month that you need in retirement, times 12, that's $60,000 a year. If you wrote down $10,000 a month in retirement, that's $120,000 per year. Understood? Now that you've got that annual amount, we're going to divide that by the percentage for a rate of return. Let's just use 5% as a number, as a baseline, best rate of return you can get. So what you're going to do is take your annual amount, $120,000 per se, and divide that by, say, 5% or 0.05. So what did we get? If you end up saying that you needed $120,000 a year, that means you need $2.4 million. By the time you get to your age of retirement, that's what your nest egg needs to be. So if you're in a job and you got a 401k plan, then that's what you need. You need $2.4 million, assuming a 5% rate of return. If you want $60,000 a year, that's $1.2 million. Got it? Now, by a show of hands, how many of you feel sick as a result of the number that you now realize that you actually need? Yeah. And ma'am, let me ask you, what number did you have annually?
120,000.
120,000. Are you shocked to hear 2.4 million as a nest egg?
Okay.
So let me ask you, would you be willing to invest less than $500 to have a shot at getting to $10,000 per month? And what was your answer for number three? How many years you got?
Three.
3 years.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to invest less than $500 to have a shot at getting to $10,000 a month in 3 years versus having a lifetime of never getting there?
Yes. Absolutely.
Be worth that, huh? Scott, let me ask you, can you show someone how to get the 10,000? Can you confidently, with no hype, feel good about the program in which we have here? Could you show someone and support them in getting to, giving them a shot at getting to 10,000 a month, given 3 years of them actually working with you?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You see, that's the value proposition, because really and truly, without this even being seen, would you say yes just now knowing your problem?
Oh, yes.
You would want something, and would you be grateful for someone to have given you a way versus no way at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sir, how about you? What number did you have annually?
I want 180,000.
180,000. Okay, so you divide that by point, what'd you get?
Oh, I've got 12. I figured 12 years. I'd like to retire at 60.
Okay. And what was the the total amount?
2.5.
2.5 million. So how are you looking if you're just doing it traditionally?
I'm about 2 million short.
How about that? See? Now, see, the power of that now is that all I've done is educated him. I now have given him a option to actually now find the answer versus no one else ever telling you that. Is that true? That's powerful, isn't it? So, 7 questions in 7 minutes to reveal a 7-figure cash flow danger. Just that little piece right there. And all that information is in my book, Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. Simply puts you in a position so that we can educate, equip, and empower people. And now we're a solution provider. We're not trying to get them to do anything. Now we're actually able to show them how to redirect dollars. But at the end of the day, now when we want to just talk about money, we can just talk about money, but now just do it without all the others because we got it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you have any with?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So any questions about those numbers or any thoughts about that feeling? How about you, sir? Did you run your numbers? Did you get it? How about you, man? All right. Anyone, sir? Sir, with your experience, yes, that's right.
Yeah, I just put down I'm never going to retire. So that blew that out of the... you can retire because you want to sit on the beach and play golf or whatever, or you can stay productive and do something positive for the rest of your life. And that's what I've chosen to do.
Absolutely. My first retirement was 32. This is me living in my fullness. Meaning, see, and I'm a former financial advisor at UBS. I've been licensed 766 Life of Annuity Mortgage and Real Estate. I went into the field because I used to get cold called by people. And I used to ask 2 questions. The first question was, number one, would you mind sharing with me your personal financial statement? And number two was, would you mind sharing with me your personal financial plan? And when I asked that question, they kind of scooted around. Like, well, what does I'm doing have to do with you? They didn't know that I was a West Pointer. They didn't know I had an MBA. They didn't know I'd done financial planning. But more importantly, they didn't know I was actually looking for an advisor. Not because I didn't know what to do, but because I didn't want my emotions driving my decisions. See, smart people understand that it's okay to have the right team around you. See, my job is to be the CEO of my own life, is a spot check, is simply no. So I wrote that book in order to position everyone to ask the right questions, because I'm giving you the bird's eye view. I'm on the other side. Now, understand, don't think my life has all been rosy, because that same thing, that financial, that great recession for me put me in a position where not only I went from 0 to 5 million, but I also went from 5 million to zero. But what was unique about my story is that, number one, my personal relationship with God, and I've never been defined by my stuff. So I stand in my strength, because you can't take away what I've already done, because it's not, I know what to do. So my gift is now being able to give myself away to others that want to go and pursue this American dream of financial freedom. So I hope that's been of value to you. and that you now have something to allow us to, now with 12 days left in November, to invite people to work along beside us and go out here and actually do it with a certain degree of urgency and emergency, to sound the financial red alert, to let people know what their situation is, so that in turn, we can actually enhance their lives based upon what their individual goals are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.